when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
We've created a free self-care checklist and it's ready for you to download today. On the checklist, you'll find 50 brand new ideas to practice self-care. And it's not just bubble baths. Download the free checklist today and be reminded of the importance of practicing self-care. Head to themerrymakersisters.com/self-care. All right, let's get into the episode. Welcome to episode 367 on the Get Married podcast. And we're so excited to be back here with you with a brand new episode. Now, this week, where did you hear this? This little
I can't snippet, remember.
But you messaged it to me and I was like, that's brilliant and so true.
I can't remember where. I'm sure if we typed it into Google, there'd be like a five quote. Different quotes or something. But it's something about that.
It's the idea that when you are judging something or someone, that it is actually insecurity.
Yes. And if you're feeling judged by someone else, then that is their insecurity. And I think it's like that thing where, you know, schoolyard bully and they put you down and perhaps it's like not actually about you. It's more about them.
Which is such a hard concept, especially when you're young, to understand because, you know, from someone who was bullied, like when you would hear someone say that, oh, you know, like it's actually not about you or they're just maybe something like they're just jealous. Like that was something.
They're just jealous or they're just insecure. They want what you have. But it's also like, yeah, but they're hurting my feelings with their actions. So like that actually doesn't matter and it's not an excuse.
No.
So I think that's the important thing, especially like for kids. It's like it's kind of a like I don't really like that because, yes, you can say that, but then it needs follow-up action as in like go talk to the school and deal with this and hopefully deal with this. Anyway, we're not talking about schoolyard bullies today. We're talking about lifeyard bullies.
Lifeyard.
Because they exist still.
They do. They do exist. And I think also it's a really good check-in with you yourself if you find yourself judging.
Yes.
Not just others, but also yourself.
Yes.
Because this is then can like show up and be like, hang on a minute. Why am I focusing on that? Like, why do I have this judgment? Let me look within.
Mm.
Like, what's actually going on within me to cause me to judge that person or to judge that thing? And then, yes, it's true. Unfortunately, lifeyard bullies exist.
And I think as well, though, like, judgment is such a part of our lives growing up. You know, like, even – you look at the magazines, they're full of judgment of other people, especially judgment of women's bodies. Like we grew up with this. So like no wonder you feel yourself being like judgy in your head. Even if you're really on this path of self-acceptance and celebrating differences and trying not to judge, like don't beat yourself up if you find yourself judging. If you're judging people, then saying mean things to them, yeah, maybe I would really deeply consider not to beat yourself up, but to like be like, what am I doing? Make hold on. Like, you don't want to be this
you
person.
Be kind.
Yeah. Like, keep your judgy thoughts to yourself. Thank you.
You should be nice.
Like, literally, like, this conversation came up because Carla did experience a judgmental comment from someone who is not her friend, but you know, it's a part of her life. Anyway, and I was like quite shocked by the comment and I'm like, gee, like that's rude. But then I thought about this thing that I'd read and I was like, oh, it just shows her insecurity.
And then you sent it to me and it kind of,
it
did actually like as an adult, it actually did make me
feel
better.
Yeah, that's good. That's
because
good.
Like it could like instead of me taking it personally, I could just realize that I don't need to actually care what she thinks and I can just choose not to spend time with her when I have that choice.
I just am remembering what she said and I'm like, it's so rude. Like it was absolutely judgment on Carla's body And it's like, firstly, no need to talk about this, full stop. No need to talk about other people's bodies.
Ever.
Whether it's like, I don't know, like if it's a good thing even, like do we even need to talk about it? I don't know. Like talking about bodies, like it's 2023.
We don't
need unless you're talking about it and you're like saying, God, I feel good. Look how sexy I am. And then they're like, yes, you're sexy. Like maybe. I don't know. It's such a weird thing.
And like maybe if it's like –
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I like getting compliments. Like, I remember, like, I've received compliments on what I look like, and it's nice. It is a nice thing, but it's also, like, a weird thing.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably something we also need to unpack. Like, why do we – why is it so
– But, like, compliments are nice.
No, compliments are nice. And we're not saying don't give compliments.
I like compliments. I
think it's more so give more compliments. Give compliments not just based on looks.
Yes. So, like, that is very true. That is very true.
Yeah, so, like, notice other things about people. And I think – I actually really try to do this with kids because I find myself very easily – oh my God, you're so cute. Look how cute you are. Look at your eyes. Look at your hair. I'm like, Carla, let's talk about how smart they are, how clever, how funny they are.
But what if they're not smart?
No, I mean like, I'm kidding. I'm just saying like just kidding, noticing though. Their traits.
Yeah, no. Well, I not think just as well, their looks. But it just becomes so natural, I guess, because you don't really know the child. Mm. So like this is, I guess, the first reaction. But I do notice when the parents are like, they get like, oh, like blah, blah, blah. Like they kind of don't like the
looks compliment.
But then other people love it too. No, yeah. It's like, I don't know. Like, I think this is one of those things where it's like, look, if I was going to have a kid, like, I get it, but I also am not going to be offended if people are forever like, oh, so cute, so beautiful. Yeah. Like, you know those – and if this is you, I'm sorry if I'm being rude to you. Like, you know those parents who become so, like, so finicky about that, and it's like, well, gee, sorry, like I didn't mean to upset you, like it was just a compliment, like I'll keep my mouth shut.
Well, if they're like that, they should just say,
yeah,
like if
but like they kind of make you feel like a bad human or like that you need to back
but
off.
Maybe it's also like they need to say it in a different way, like,
and
like,
perhaps, oh, I don't know, because I'm not a parent as well, so like I should keep my judgmental thoughts to myself.
But are you insecure? No. I feel like it's not about – sometimes judgment isn't that either.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Sometimes it's just a thought. Like that wasn't really
– Well, I think this really is what it is. This is like – it's even this. It's like, okay, I'm saying maybe we shouldn't talk about each other's bodies. But then it's like, well, hang on a minute. Like we're allowed to give compliments on each other's bodies. We are allowed to say that. It's like going too far. It's like being like too PC. Mm-hmm. Like, and we are in a day and age where, like, you know, we've swung so far, like, like gone to the depths of like, God, humans used to think this was true and like this was okay to talk about women's bodies like this and shame them. And then perhaps like we're swinging too far where it's like, no, we must do everything by the book. And if we do anything wrong, like that's offensive. It's like maybe we're coming back to the middle.
I think where, like, where it's the public space, because like we never used to have like Instagram and Facebook where people could freely comment.
Yeah, but there was judgment before in magazines. Like it's been in our lives forever. It's been in our lives and this world since advertising and before too, because like a lot of the world was about like beautiful things. Like the thing is like this is the hard thing, like we can admire beauty. I mean, I'm not like – I haven't read Emily – what's her last name? Really long last name.
Rats,
blah, blah, blah. I should read it so we can actually pronounce it. Yes. But, you know, that really beautiful model, M. Rada on Instagram, like she writes about this, how like being beautiful and like how hard it can be as well. And there's a whole book about it, which I'm sure would be good. But like beauty is still a part of this world and it's like – of course, you look at her and you're like, geez, like she's stunning. Like, and there is people like that who are just like, I don't know, like born like that. And wow, like that's just how they were born.
But the thing is, people still judge her on her everything, yeah. Everything. And like, I don't, and this is where she says like beauty can be the curse as well.
Yeah.
Because, but then it's like, this is like where it gets real messy because then everyone experiences that as well. So maybe we should stop talking about bodies because then it would it would stop a lot of suffering.
But then it's like, but she monetizes her body.
And she knows she does that. Yeah. She understands that she does that.
Like that is a her, but it's her body. Like she owns it. So she decides what, you know, what she does.
And then, but then it's like, so then some people, when they see her saying that it's a curse and blah, 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 but yeah, you're monetizing. So this is our right.
Yeah. And it's like, no, it's not.
Like, and again, this is like a lot of the thing I think we see on a lot of what we see on social media is you're posting this publicly. It's our right to be keyboard warriors.
Yeah, true.
It's our right to comment and freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, but do you have to be so mean?
And like, what's the point? I mean, like we've experienced even on our social media, like people making horrible comments. And, like, we just delete them now. We're like, no. I mean, like, they would get so many horrible comments that, like, they can't spend all their day deleting them.
No.
Like, we shouldn't delete them either, but, like, yeah, we're going to delete them.
We're going to delete them because it's mean. So back to this idea, judgment is insecurity. Do we still believe it?
Well, I'm just confused about everything, right? Like, this is like, opened up the box of, like, I don't know, paradoxes, I guess. Is it... Or is it actually just human nature to be judgmental and rude?
I think it – but
– is it?
But is all judgment rude? No.
Well, it's like we judge. Like as a human, like this is probably how we see life, right? Like of course we make decisions about people, about experiences based on our past, right?
So this is because Miriam talks about this, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She
talks we about need how, her. We need Miriam. Smart Miriam. Yeah.
So she talks about it and she's talked about it, I think, in a previous episode where we talked about more like self-image. And it's like where you label things and like put them into boxes within the brain and like based on past experiences, they go into certain boxes and blah, blah, blah. And this is how we understand the life that is in front of us.
But then also some people are just mean, right? And they want to make you feel bad.
I think so. I think so, yes. But I think also this comes down to the insecurity. Like why do they feel that?
Yeah.
Why do they need to put someone else down
in
order to feel something?
And is it like – and like, see, this is what I thought in regards to that. It's like maybe they feel insecure in some aspects when comparing themselves to you. So they see that themselves are different in this aspect and they're like, well, I'm better this way, so I'm going to make you feel it. Mm. Because maybe you make her feel – it in other ways, like just showing up. Yeah. I don't know. And again, that is pure insecurity.
Yeah.
As in like comparison.
Yeah. So this is like, I mean, we can go back to the schoolyard now because like this was literally my story back then when the teacher told me, don't be so happy. This is the reason why you're being bullied. So I was just showing up as me.
Yeah.
And apparently this is the reason why I was being bullied.
So like, yeah, but like that was also like the teacher just pulled that out of her butt. Like maybe the girl who was bullying you said this, but to the teacher. But I highly doubt it. It was probably for many other reasons. Definitely because obviously she was unhappy at home, had a hard upbringing. Mm. Like her family situation wasn't the best, most supportive.
No.
So like, yeah, she was probably depressed as a kid and didn't know how to react to your happiness and you shone too bright and it irritated her because, you know, she's so unhappy inside.
So then she was like, I'm going to put you down.
Because, so I
like,
can feel better.
So, yeah. And so – maybe that is like
so weird.
Similar thing. That's
humans
happening.
Are weird. No, all I can say is like we're all weird and we just need to like do our best to like unpack the mess and figure it out.
And
seek therapy when required.
Yeah. And I think also it is as silly as like plain as it sounds. We need to be more kind to ourselves and also to others. Like, so instead of judging and like putting someone down, why don't we just like not do that and just choose to either say nothing at all? Like it's that old, you know, thing, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Okay, I'm going to take that with me.
And I think it's this like, yeah, if you feel the judgment coming inside, like think before you speak, is it necessary to talk about that? If you need to like write about it. And it's also not beating yourself up if you have these judgmental thoughts. I mean, it took me a long time to stop judging people's bodies.
Yeah.
Like from going from super judgmental of myself. Like obviously I was judgmental of other people's bodies too.
Yes.
Like I can admire people's bodies for sure. And like you look at people like – Because sometimes it's like, well, yeah, like I'm a human. I'm going to look at people. Like it doesn't make me a judgmental person, but I'm going to look and process. And maybe if you're going through that process of like trying to let go of this judgment and like this obsession with the physique, like maybe it's like a process. And it did take me time. Now I can admire bodies that, and I don't think, oh, like she looks so much better than me. She's so thin. Like that was what I used to think. It was all judgment of them, but it came back to me.
Because you thought you were fat.
Exactly.
Yes. And so that then proves the point.
Yeah.
That judgment is insecurity. So it does work.
Now I think this, like if I see a great body, I'm like, oh, that diet looks terrible. Like surely, no, I'm kidding.
No, when it, if I see that, I'm like, that I'm must kidding. Be a lot of like commitment. And I hope that you still enjoy food. That's what I think. Because like in my, and this is again, my judgment based on my experience. Because when I was trying to get a certain body, that did not equal great tasting food and a great life for me.
It was rigid and ruled by dieting.
And that's all I know.
Yeah. So like other people obviously like are just naturally like have a great physique.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe perhaps without any work and still eat pizza and pasta every now and again.
Yeah.
Lucky them. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Oh, gosh. But I feel like this is a really interesting topic and it's a good one to self-reflect on, especially if you find yourself being super hyper negative and critical and judgmental of other people and yourselves. Like it doesn't really make life better to be super critical and judgmental. It's not like it's a bad thing. You can still do it. Like it's going to happen. You're going to judge. I really feel like it is a human thing unless you're like very committed to your kindness and love meditation.
I think also
if you do that every day, like good for you. You are loving and kind all the time. Well done. I think
that judgment is also a necessary survival tool.
Yeah, you're right.
So like it isn't a bad thing. It's just that when it turns into something where it's not necessary, it's not making life any better. It's actually making it worse. It makes you feel bad.
Or maybe someone has told you, you're really judgmental, like you're making me feel bad.
Mm.
And then it's like, oh, okay, maybe I should change because like I don't mean to make this person feel bad, but I am making them feel bad.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's also like I remember, you know, like a lot of the time when you were growing up and like you'd be in your like girlfriend groups and like it would be all judge.
Like, well, it's like gossip.
Like this person did that and this person did this and don't you think this and rah, rah, rah. And like that is.
We all love gossip, don't we?
And I think that again, like is something you have to learn to not talk about anymore.
Yeah.
Instead of talking about other people, can you talk about, you know, things that are going on in the world?
It's such a funny thing. Like, I think for, you know, like growing up, like everyone would gossip, right? And it was like a fun thing to do. And then I think I went on the path of like, oh my God, gossiping is such a waste of my time, like blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, I felt really snobby about the idea of gossiping. But I think it is a bit of a human thing to be a bit of a gossiper and like, you know, it's good to be like silly about it.
Yeah.
Obviously like gossip, not as in like
made up
bitching or making it up. Yeah. It's more like, oh, like this happened.
It's like
or
telling like, stories of what has happened. It's like when I hear something that's happened to someone that I was with on the weekend and I tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, can you believe this? Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, like it's, and it's not judgmental bitching. It's like it's funny. It's entertainment. And I think it reminds me of when I was in Rome and I did a tour and like she talked about, like, you know, the Romans walking in the squares and gossiping because, you know, they didn't have the entertainment. That's all they did. They would talk and gossip. Mm. And I was like, it obviously really is this human thing that we do. We gather and talk.
About other people.
Yeah, we gather and tell. And we tell stories. Mm. And maybe some stories are more positive than others.
Maybe some stories are tall, you know.
Yeah, like
maybe
they're not real. But I think it's not about saying, okay, I'm never going to judge again, like unless you really want to walk that absolute path of like purity. Like, and if that's for you, go for it. But I think it's more about just being conscious and mindful of what you're thinking, what you're saying, and if you're hurting people, like if
or
you,
yourself.
Or yourself, of course yourself. And just, yeah, I think it's just about being more mindful.
And maybe how much time it's taking up.
Yeah, very true.
Like, we don't want it to be the narrative that is ongoing.
So is judgment insecurity? Well, yes, maybe, but maybe it's many other things as well. If you love this episode, let us know. We would love to hear from you. If you have a friend who's very judgmental, maybe you should send this to them. How funny. Like, then you send this to them and then they'll hear this at the end and they'll be like, that cow.
Maybe they'll be grateful. Maybe they'll become them more self-aware.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Maybe they'll laugh. I feel like it would be funny.
Me too. All right, we'll be back in your ears next week with a brand new episode. If you have any requests, if you'd like us to dive deeper into any topic, we are always open to your suggestions. In fact, lots of our episodes come from your suggestions. So do reach out, let us know. Otherwise, we will talk to you next week. Bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.